from the Red Belly Radio Toy Workshop, someplace south of the North Pole. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, since I can't think of any others off the top of my head, there are basically only two things that fly with a red belly: Southwest jets and Santa's sleigh. Now, I have it on very good authority that the guy in the red suit, you know, the one with the red sleigh, enjoys one podcast above all others. Yes, Red Belly Radio. Feel free to dispute this statement, but I have it on very good authority. He's not very tall, but very reliable. Now, the origins of this are believed to be from Spy magazine back in 1990, but no one really knows for sure. It's sort of part of internet lore, and it reads as though that there were just some bored physicists somewhere. Now, I really can't say that all of the facts have been verified by the Red Belly Radio fact-checking team. I don't know how many young children listen to Red Belly Radio, so this is sort of the spoiler alert. If you have any small children with you, you might not want to play this in front of them because it is about the physics of Santa Claus. Now, if you're a young person yourself, you might want to go ask your parents for permission to listen to this. The Physics of Santa, author unknown. No known species of reindeer can fly, but there are 300,000 species of living organisms yet to be classified, and while most of these are insects and germs, this does not completely rule out flying reindeer, which only Santa has ever seen. There are some 2 billion children, persons under 18, in the world, but since Santa doesn't appear to handle Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, or Buddhist children, that reduces the workload to 15% of the total, or about 378 million, according to the Population Reference Bureau. At an average census rate of 3.5 children per household, that's 91.8 million homes, one presumes there's at least one good child in each. Santa has 31 hours of Christmas to work with, thanks to the differing time zones and the rotation of the Earth, and assume he travels from east to west, which seems logical. This works out to 822.6 visits per second. This is to say that for each Christian household with good children, Santa has 1/1,000th of a second to park, hop out of a sleigh, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, distribute the remaining presents under the tree, eat whatever snacks have been left, get back into the chimney, back into the sleigh, and move on to the next house. Assuming that each of these 91.8 million stops are evenly distributed around the Earth, which of course we know to be false, but for purposes of calculations we will accept, we are now talking about 0.78 miles per household, a total trip of 75.5 million miles, not counting stops to do what most of us do at least once every 31 hours, plus feeding and etc. This means that Santa's sleigh is moving at 650 miles per second, 3,000 times the speed of sound. For purposes of comparison, the fastest man-made vehicle, the Ulysses space probe, moves at a pokey 27.4 miles per second. A conventional reindeer can run, tops, 15 miles per hour. The payload on the sleigh adds another interesting element. Assuming that each child gets nothing more than a medium-sized Lego set, 2 pounds, the sleigh is carrying 321,300 tons, not counting Santa, who is invariably described as overweight. On land, conventional reindeer can pull no more than 300 pounds. Even granting flying reindeer could pull 10 times the normal load, we cannot do the job with 8 or even 9. Santa would need 214,200 reindeer, which increases the payload, not counting the weight of the sleigh, 353,430 tons. Again, for comparison, this is 4 times the weight of the Queen Elizabeth. Now, 353,000 tons traveling at 650 miles per second creates an enormous air resistance. This will heat up the reindeer in the same fashion that spacecraft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere heat up. The lead pair of reindeer will absorb 14.3 quintillion joules of energy per second each. In short, they will burst into flames almost instantly, exposing the reindeer behind them and creating a deafening sonic boom in their wake. The entire reindeer team will be vaporized within 4.26 thousandths of a second. Santa, meanwhile, will be subjected to centrifugal forces 17,500.06 times greater than gravity. I like the .06. A 250-pound Santa, which seems ludicrously slim, would be pinned to the back of his sleigh by 4,315,015 pounds of force. Or you could just send your packages through Southwest Airlines Cargo. Now, just to prove that this was written by a bunch of physicists, there's an asterisk on the word centrifugal because they want you to know that centrifugal is a made-up, non-existent word. The real word should be centripetal. Centrifugal is a made-up force that physics people hate. So please, everyone in the world, centripetal, not centrifugal. Merry Christmas. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. Santa states that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.